We were made to work, and even in heaven there will be work. Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring One-Year Bible, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Hello, how are you today? It's Poetry Thursday, and our reading is Proverbs chapter 13. I'm calling this episode, Is Work a Curse? Before we get started, let's have a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, how we thank you, Lord, for our time together. We thank you, Lord, for your word and for revealing so much of yourself to us so that we can know you. We thank you for that, Lord. As we read today, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to us and that you would give us something that we can apply to our daily lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, are you ready? Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 13. A wise son listens to the discipline of his father, but a mocker doesn't listen to correction. People eat well from the fruit of their words, but the treacherous have an appetite only for violence. People who watch their mouths guard their lives, but those who open their lips are ruined. The lazy have strong desires, but receive nothing. The appetite of the diligent is satisfied. The righteous hate false words, but the wicked create disgust and scorn. Righteousness guards the innocent on the path, but wickedness misleads sinners. Some pretend to be rich but have nothing, while others pretend to be poor but have great riches. Wealth can ransom a person's life, but the poor don't even receive threats. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked goes out. The empty-headed cause conflict out of pride. Those who take advice are wise. Riches gotten quickly will dwindle, but those who acquire them gradually become wealthy. Hope delayed makes the heart sick. Longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Trouble will come on those who despise a word, but those who respect the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person away from death traps. Good insight brings favor, but the way of the faithless is their ruin. The prudent all act intelligently, but fools display their stupidity. Wicked messengers fall into trouble, but a reliable one brings healing. Poverty and shame come to those who don't care about instruction. Honor belongs to those who heed correction. A desire fulfilled is pleasant, but fools find deviating from evil disgusting. Walk with wise people and become wise. Befriend fools and get in trouble. Trouble pursues sinners, but good things reward the righteous. Good people leave their grandchildren an inheritance, but the wealth of sinners is stored up for the righteous. A poor person's land might produce much food, but it is unjustly swept away. Those who withhold the rod hate their children, but the one who loves them applies discipline. The righteous eat their fill, but the wicked have empty stomachs.
So one of the themes in chapter 13 is industriousness. Did you know there's a tremendous value in hard work and applying yourself to supporting yourself and your family? Sitting around wishing and hoping for wealth or even life's necessities usually reaps nothing but ruin. Yes, Jesus said that if the Father cares for the sparrows, he certainly cares more for us, and that if we seek him, the necessities will be provided to us. But God gave most of us the ability to earn our way in one way or another, and for those who are unable to do so, because of real and extreme circumstances, God expects family and churches to step in. The idea that the government should provide for able-bodied people is not a biblical principle. This is something that's been a recent invention in human history, and one that rarely helps the individual or society itself. A person who can work should work. Government handouts create dependency, the exact opposite of industriousness. We were made to work, and even in heaven there will be work. Does that surprise you? Revelation 22:3 tells us that in the New Jerusalem, the throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. His servants? Yeah, that's you and me. But work in heaven will not be like work here. It will not be drudgery. It'll not be hard labor. And there won't be any petty rivalries or office politics. Our work will be to serve the Lord, and it will be satisfying and rewarding. God created us to work. In the Garden of Eden, even before Adam and Eve sinned, Genesis 2:15 tells us, the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden to work it and to take care of it. And Eve was to be Adam's helper. Thus, she too was designed for work. So that tells us that work itself is not part of the curse, but hard and painful toil is. Are we not made in the image of God? Did you ever think of God as being one who works? Well, Jesus, in answering the Pharisees as to why he did work on the Sabbath, said in John 5:17, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." So again, we are made to work because we are made in God's image. Work isn't something to be avoided. Work can be a noble and good part of life. Paul said in Colossians 3:23, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord." What do you think? How do you feel about work? I'd love to know. Am I all wet? Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Let me hear from you. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 or send a comment via Boostagram, and you can even go to comment.lifespringmedia.com and type in your answer. I read every comment, and I just might play your audio comment or read your comment on the show, so don't be shy. Let me hear from you. Tomorrow will be Prophecy Friday, and our reading will be Ezekiel 37 through 42. James in Norway sent in his monthly $20 donation, making him today's associate producer. Thank you, James. God bless you.
Boostagram.
Ando from Burn Babylon Burn sent in a loaves and fishes boostagram. That's 5,000 sats. And he said, "Big love to the OG Godcaster. I made my first trip around the sun with you starting my day. My ears haven't yet received the full Bible due to your month off. I'm so glad you're back and better than ever. Forever grateful to you and the LifeSpring family." Why, thank you very much, Ando. Big love right back at you, brother. God bless you. And for the newer LifeSpring family members, the last couple of seasons I've taken off about a month between seasons. And that's what he's referring to about the month off. Each season is a day less than a year, 364 episodes per season. So to save you from doing the math, that means that after this episode, there are 156 episodes left to this season, since this is episode 208 of season 13. And Fountain User 2558 sent in two 500 sat boostagrams for the last two episodes, with their note being the customary thank you. Well, you're welcome, and thank you, 2558. God bless you. And the sat streamers are hanging in there, streaming those sats in as they listen. I see you, and I appreciate you so much. God bless each one of you. And beloved, if you'd like to get in on the sat streaming fun, just look at your podcast app right now. Do you see a boost button? Then you're halfway there. All you need to do is, in your app, find your wallet, then add some funds to it. Now, each app does it a bit differently, but if you're using Fountain, you can get instructions at lifespringmedia.com/fountain. And if you're using Podverse, instructions are at lifespringmedia.com/podverse. If you're on another app, there's a good chance you can find instructions at the app's website. And if you need more help, feel free to email me. Now, if you just looked down at your podcast app and you didn't see a boost button on your app, it's time to try out a shiny new modern up-to-date one. Go to podcastapps.com and look around. Well, why would you want to switch apps? Well, because it's a good feeling to support your favorite podcasts. And it's fun to send boostagrams and hear them read on the show. It's all a part of the value for value model, which is biblical, by the way. There are several scriptures that tell us that those who labor, especially laborers for God, deserve to be compensated for their work. This podcast is and always will be free for you to listen to, but it is by no means free for me to provide it to you. So, if the Lord leads you to support the show, I would appreciate your donations. Would you pray about it? Every donation is greatly appreciated. Some can afford just a little, others more. That's fine. I'm trusting God to provide. All I ask is that you listen to Him when He prompts you to give. And here's where you can do that.
LifespringMedia.com/support.
I will thank you, and I believe that God will bless you. Before I sign off, I've got a real quick praise report for you. Adam Curry texted me a few minutes ago to say, "Everything went perfectly. Your prayers calmed me and got me through it with flying colors. I'm just resting now." So, beloved, thank you so much for your prayers. And if you would, keep it up. The healing process can be uncomfortable, to say the least. Have you noticed today's show art? Jason Pascal did that. Isn't it great? Thank you, Jason, for all you're doing. And also thanks to Sister Denise, who does the transcripts, Michael Hainer, who does the chapters, Scott Snyder, who also does show art, and Sister Brittany, who puts out the newsletter. Thanks, guys. And thank you, beloved, for making me a part of your day. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. See you tomorrow. Bye. LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004.